We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Let's get the latest from Green Bay from Mike Clemens, brought to you by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans.
Hey, Aaron, do you think, based on how Tampa defended you, that teams have a better handle on the maturation of year one to year two?
So because of one game, what is it that you're implying, Mark?
Our team's figuring you out.
One out of five.
Are you okay?
Yeah, Rob, fine.
You just seem a little down in the dumps is all.
I'm definitely not down in the dumps, so don't project that onto me, because that's not a reality.
Okay.
Meow! Aaron Rodgers, not having it. Tuesday afternoon, he goes on the Pat McAfee show. He's as jovial as ever. Fun, entertaining, wacky, jovial, caring. He'll answer questions about the Buccaneers and what they did. He's sitting in front on the Zoom call to the Packers media and guys like our Mike Clemens. Mike, Rodgers was not having it yesterday.
Well, and part of the thing is, Bart, the PR staff of the team, one of their jobs for years has been they gather all the press clippings. So if Colin Cowherd has got some, take way to the right or left or something, they're supposed to prepare the player. So if they're asked about something, they've got a moment to say, okay, I hadn't heard that story. Let me get an opinion for you. Take a moment to think about it. But at the same time, these guys who always talk about the quote, the outside noise, they end up reading, they see all the trash, and it gets them all fired up, and I think that's the mood that Rodgers was in. And, he came in this year a slightly different guy. He's always had this kind of personal growth in terms of spiritual life and meaning of life and getting the very best out of himself. But in 4 weeks we've gone from him actually saying love and positivity, like Ringo Starr or something, to
peace and love.
To exchanges like that yesterday, and he goes on that McAfee show on Tuesdays, and in the last couple of weeks, the media is going to say this, the media is going to say that, and it's like, oh, Aaron, we just want to know what you say, man. We just want to know what the X's and O's are like and what's going out there. And Matt LaFleur. Now, this guy has lost games, physical games. He's losing to physical teams like the 49ers and that physical game against the Eagles. And then last year, they were just asleep at the wheel when Philip Rivers lit him up with all those passes over the middle, and they lost a close game. They're going to lose games. It's the NFL. It's hard to win games. It's just they could have lost Sunday, but I would have liked to have seen it, 38-34. I mean, that's the game that we thought we were going to see. Not this, boy, you throw the second pick and we're just listless. We have no idea what to do. We have no way out to dig ourselves out of this hole. Are the Buccaneers that good? Are the Buccaneers the 49ers of the last couple of years? I guess we'll find out and see where Tampa Bay, where they take it for the next 3 or 4 weeks and see if they can sustain that kind of physical play. But in the meantime, Matt LaFleur comes out of that game and says, okay, well, how do I do this? I got to really calibrate. My guys came in a little sleepy. I've got to get their attention. How do I, turn chicken blank into, chicken salad? So he says, we had a bad week of practice. Rodgers, parrots that in his press conference. We can't underestimate the Texans. This was the team in the NFC Championship just 8-10 months ago. And so Rodgers says, do you need to worry about a lull this week against the Texans that are now desperate for a win?
you know, we can't ride this roller coaster of feeling ourselves and reading all the clippings, you know, if it's going great, and then, you know, down in the dumps and not reading anything and feeling sorry for ourselves when we get beat like that. You know, you have to get off the surfboard and get off that wave, because this is a long season, and you have to find a process of preparation that works for you and move forward. But, you know, with all due respect, I'm just not going to go down that hypothetical route, because that's not the way I believe.
I do wonder about this game, though. We talked to Ryan Wood earlier, PackersNews.com, and he seems to think this could be a game where Rodgers, like, you don't want to face him. He's going to be mad, and he's going to throw for a lot of touchdowns. But while the Texans will give up points, I'm also worried that it might be a lull game. Texans are desperate for a win. They made that change at head coach. Romeo Crennel's been a lot more aggressive. So Rodgers might not want to go there, but I will. I'm, you know, as a fan, I'm worried about this one.
Well, even Aaron said yesterday, Romeo Crennel is a good coach. He's, you know, he's like an Andy Reid guy. He's been in the NFL for a long time for a good reason. Long time defensive coordinator for Belichick. He went to Cleveland. Of course, we know that that's just a revolving door, kind of a hellhole. He's down there with the Chiefs for a while. You know, when the Packers came off the Super Bowl year, and then they were even better than ever in 2011, the 15-1 season. The only game they lost was to the Chiefs, and that was after Romeo Crennel was the interim coach for the Chiefs, took over for Todd Haley, which, by the way, I was reading the Tampa paper Sunday morning. You know where Todd Haley is? He's coaching high school football in Sarasota.
Wow.
And he's not even the head coach. He's like the offensive coordinator for this team in Sarasota. I read that two or three times, like, this must be same name or something. Right? So maybe, who knows, maybe Adam Gase will pull up a chair and, you know, and join him someday. But, you know, so Crennel, you know, is a guy that might get these guys turned around and get them to 500. He's done it before with what he's got going. You know, when Bill O'Brien got rid of DeAndre Hopkins with that trade back in early April last year, he had one foot out the door. People did not understand it. The sports fans in Houston were crazy about it. They did not. That's a tough crowd down there in Houston. They barbecued it, you know, that those guys. You know, Osweiler. No, we were down there for that Super Bowl. Those people are intense, really intense. And I think the Adams family listens to those Texas fans. So the next step is this. The problem I like to see from this young, very successful Matt LaFleur is can you make a halftime adjustment? Can you find something that works? They had a couple of sparks in that game, but they couldn't seem to build on it. And neither could Aaron Rodgers. So I know that in this presser we're talking to Rodgers, it's like clearly he doesn't want to talk about the game. But I want to try and get from him to say once and for all, yeah, I'll tell you what, the Buccaneers showed me something in defense I had no idea. And we could not figure it out through three quarters until they, you know, brought in Tim Boyle. So I asked him this. Aaron, you know this when you watch these games. Whenever you or Drew Brees or Tom Brady is playing, these color analysts up in the booth during the broadcast, whether it's Troy Aikman or Chris Collinsworth, what do they say? They say, oh, you know, this Aaron Rodgers, he's seen every defense there is in the NFL. And I said, is that true? Is that a sports cliche? Or did you, in fact, see a different defense that you weren't counting on Sunday in Tampa against the Bucs?
I mean, that's probably a cliche or a slight exaggeration. You know, defenses are always recreating things. I think from a base standpoint, whether it's one high, two high, quarters, different variations of man or zone, yeah, you've maybe seen all that, but not maybe from the certain alignments, fronts. So, I mean, it's like a combination lock, you know, based on the front, the linebacker alignment, the corner alignment, the safety alignment, pre-snap, at the snap, post-snap. When you throw all those together, there's, you know, a million different looks you can see. So I haven't seen a million different looks, but I have seen most of the coverages and pressures that I'm going to see in every game.
So Rodgers can say that. There's been a little bit of a back and forth this week after the game with Jamel Dean, the safety who had that interception for the touchdown. He says he knew what was coming. He's seen it before.
Yeah. After the game, I hung around late up in the press box to get all of the Buccaneers and what those guys were saying. Because sometimes, like I said before, you can learn more about your team talking to the other team And so, you know, it's 35 who jumps out there in front of just a bread and butter Davante Adams out in the flats on the left-hand side. It's like he read the thing all the way. And we played this clip on our post-game show Sunday night, and I think it picked up steam after that. You guys played it, you know, on the air Monday and Tuesday, and the media was asking the Packers about it. Here was the original clip. This is what Jamal Dean, the kid from the Buccaneers, who said he saw that interception off of Rodgers at the start of the second quarter when he took it for 32 yards. He said, I saw that all the way.
I was really – when I saw the formation, then I seen how, like, everything started to develop. I'm like, I have to make this play because I know what's coming. And then once I saw him throw it, I was like, yeah, it's mine.
All right, so that's Jamal Dean, and I know that Devontae was asked about it yesterday. And Devontae had this to say.
I think that's just something that DBs like to say to make it seem like they're more of a student of the game than what they are. I'm not really, whether or not, I mean, nobody knows but him. But, I mean, I think it was more so the coverage and the situation than anything. But saying that you knew based off of formation, all that makes you sound smarter. So I think that's just why he went with that.
So between Rodgers being upset and Devontae saying that, it seems like everybody's in a pretty good mood up there this weekend, Mike.
Yeah. It's special. And they got a fair amount of injuries. We'll talk about that. I'll tell you what, though. Here's a reason why they kept Mercedes Lewis, because this is not an easy week. And this guy is Mr. Calm and Cool. And we did a great interview with him last night. You know, maybe use that as a spotlight on your show. And I got one of those pop-up things, Bart, on that game that you and I have covered now. Almost, it's been 4 years, where the Packers opened up the season in Jacksonville, 95 degrees, crazy hot. But here's this big tight end, Mercedes Lewis. He'd been there 13, 14 years. And I got the sense that the Jags might be finally getting, you know, going somewhere. Look at all the – if you're a Jaguars fan, you must be saying, what is going on? I mean, Allen Robinson leaves. He's with the Bears. He's doing great. You know, Mercedes Lewis, he goes with Green Bay. He's still playing. He looks great. It was like the Jags gave up on him. Nathaniel Hackett gets fired. Now he's running this offense as the offensive coordinator up in Green Bay. And what about Alan Lazard? Are you serious? We had Alan Lazard on this team, and you let him go out the door? Well, the Jags are what? They're 1-5 or so. Jaguar fans have got to be pretty upset about that. And I talked to Mercedes. I said, do you remember playing this is one of these games where the Packers, they play somebody, and they see somebody they like, and the next thing you know, they're on the Packers roster the next year. Does he remember playing that game against the Packers in September of 2017, which turned out to be his last season with the Jaguars? And then later he'd be joined by offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett in Green Bay.
I definitely remember that game. I remember it being super hot. And I remember having one in particular, a screen that I barely stepped out of bounds on, and it was about a 55-yard catch and run. But fast forward to now, you know, this is something that you can never, you know, I never really thought about it in such a way. You know, having Nathaniel here and, you know, obviously a chance to compete for a championship. You know, having a guy here that knows my skill set, familiar with, you know, how I go about the game, my attitude, and, you know, how I handle my business. So it's definitely been a blessing in a lot of different ways.
We've talked a lot about those two interceptions that Rodgers threw on Sunday, but he had Big Dog over the middle. And they're down 4 points, and if Mercedes can hang on or if Rodgers can get it to him, that completely, you know, the game goes on a different trajectory.
Oh, sure. And I'll tell you what, Rodgers did not anticipate how slow Mercedes Lewis is. That's what happens. He overthrew him. Plus, he was under pressure, so he probably, you know, a little more juice on the ball. But, you know, it missed by a foot, but he overthrew him, even though he was wide open. And, you know, they schemed him open as well. The other thing about Mercedes Lewis, he's got all these little sayings. Like he was saying something he's telling the players this week is the road to success is being built while you're there, brick by brick. Which is, you know, he's got all these little sayings like that. You know, very centered guy and probably a great guy to have in the locker room this week.
Matt LaFleur, he's got his team, I think, ready They should be ready. They at least want to match and do better in practice than they did a week ago, because that apparently cost them the game. I know the injury report has got a few names on it that we'd rather see off the injury report. What's the mode and the target of practice this week?
What was interesting is the why he started out the first practice of the week indoors, because it was okay outdoors yesterday in Green Bay. Of course, they are playing that dome in Houston this coming Sunday. But LaFleur was asked, why was yesterday's practice inside the Hudson Center?
We're just a little bit banged up right now, and we're going to take a little bit off physically. Just being on the turf's a little bit harder on our guys' bodies, and I always want to be mindful of what the stress that we're putting on their body, because ultimately that's what, you know, they need to be successful on Sundays, is they need to feel fresh.
Yeah, there are some guys that are banged up. I think the most obviously the most important name on that is David Bakhtiari. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur in a second. This was David Bakhtiari on the Wendy's Big Show this week.
I can just tell you that it's definitely not season ending, and I'm just going to take it one day, one step at a time, and I'll be back out there.
Are you playing this Sunday, though? Can we talk about this Sunday?
I gave you more than enough, more than I've said to anyone.
Yeah, so. All right. I'll take it.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay, so that was David on Tuesday. Did we get any more from Matt LaFleur?
No, because Bakhtiari wasn't out there yesterday. And so when LaFleur was asked, do you think that Bakhtiari would be able to go at left tackle this weekend, or are you going to have to use Rick Wagner again? Here's what he said.
All right, Coach.
Yeah, that's just something that we're going to try to evaluate throughout the week.
Okay.
And then you guys will see on game day.
All right, at least he sounds a little more upbeat than the other guys that you've brought us with Devontae and Rodgers. But that would be Rick Wagner came in. He's more of a right side guy. He came in on the left side. It was not a good game for him on Sunday.
No.
I don't know how long Bakhtiari is going to be hurt, but that needs to be as short as possible, that injury.
And there's other people that have raised the issue that was Tyler Ervin was inactive for the game with this wrist injury. Maybe how much did that screw up, you know, the LaFleur game plan in terms of the pre-motion, that they really use him a lot in some of those diversion plays. And when he wasn't out there, it wasn't as active a backfield. Did that make a big difference for him? I don't know. Tyler Lancaster, the defensive lineman, did not play with the shoulder injury or left with the shoulder injury. Darnell Savage is dealing with a quad. And Robert Tonyan, the tight end, left the game with an ankle, and he didn't practice yesterday. So, yeah, they got 13 guys on the injury list that are either limited or did not participate yesterday. So it's like LaFleur said, my guys are banged up. We'll go easy on Wednesday with them. I don't know if they can get out today in the rain, but maybe tomorrow will be on the turf or on the Nitschke field will be a little bit softer for them before they get ready. So, you know, all in all, banged up team. Mentally, it's this, even like Roger said, we probably need this as a kick in the ass and a bit of a gut check. But the Houston Texans, clearly there was dissent in that locker room with Bill O'Brien. Romeo Crennel will fix that. Whether he's got enough horses to beat the Green Bay Packers, I guess we find out Sunday.
Mike, appreciate your time. We will talk to you next week, and you'll be on a couple more times throughout the week. So we'll be tuned in, Mike Clemens. Thank you, bud.
Thanks, Bart.
Mike Clemens, NFL on Twitter. You can find the latest there. He's always plugged in, gives you exactly what he gives you here, even more online. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Window Select right now, some incredible deals that they have. They're deals they have sprinkled a little off on the top here. Little cherry on top of the deals they've had already this summer. They've got the buy one, get one deal on the windows. So you buy a window, you get one free. Let's do a little math here. Buy two windows, get two free. Buy three, you get buy one, get one deal on the windows. They will install in your home windows, siding, and doors. They'll do the whole project on your home, the window, siding, and doors. They will do that for you. Window Select, windowselect.com. Check them out. 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. That again, windowselect.com. So they've got that deal. Plus, no payments for 12 months.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.